UK moves toward mandatory animal welfare labelling. By Adam C. Here in the UK, the government is consulting on mandatory animal welfare labelling, closing the 7th of May 2024. People may wish to respond if they want to express their support or share thoughts and evidence that could shape the outcomes. I think such labelling has the potential to significantly improve animal welfare, not just through changing individual choices, but by encouraging companies to stop selling the lowest welfare tiers entirely, and through raising labelling standards over time. Higher standards will probably also mean higher prices, lower consumption, and fairer competition with alternative proteins. What happens in the UK may also influence future reforms in the EU and elsewhere. To summarise the proposals, here's a list of bullet points. Mandatory labelling would apply to chicken, eggs and pig products, with the suggestion that beef, lamb and dairy could follow later. At least initially, this would not apply to restaurants etc., but to food from retailers like supermarkets. At least initially, it would only cover unprocessed and minimally processed foods, so for example beef mince and probably bacon, but not meaty ready meals or meringues. There would be five tiers primarily based on method of production, covering types of confinement, enrichment, mutilations, breed, and more. Full draft standards can be seen here. The tiers might be referred to by numbers, letters or stars, potentially also with names, colors, and pictures. See their mock-up, which I think needs improvement. The second lowest tier would simply match UK minimum legal requirements, while the lowest tier would be for products that are not verified as meeting baseline UK welfare regulations. I hope that a lot of retailers, with or without encouragement, will not sell the lowest tier products, reducing the prevalence of low welfare imports. There is no explicit draft timetable, but it suggests an 18-month implementation period after legislation. Speculatively, I would be surprised if legislation gets through before the general election, so potentially this could become law in 2025 and take effect in 2026 or 2027. That's the end of the list. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on March 29, 2024. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.